Bat McGrath died Tuesday evening at the age of 73. He was a member of the Rochester Music Hall of Fame and an iconic part of the local music scene. WXXI's Jeff Spivak has this remembrance.
Bat McGrath died in much the same way as he wrote and sang, with no drama, no fuss, quietly, at his mountainside home in Tennessee, with his wife, Trisha Cast, all on his terms. The 73-year-old McGrath was diagnosed with cancer on December 12th. A suspicious colonoscopy result led to the discovery that the cancer had spread throughout his liver, and McGrath and Cast made the difficult decision to decline treatments. A decision, they were told, that would leave McGrath with mere months to live. I spoke with McGrath back in January.
We decided that we would celebrate our final time together rather than mourn.
He made good use of his time. In the early months of 2019, he joined longtime musical partner Don Potter to record a new version of the Everly Brothers' Let It Be Me, the first song the two ever sang together.
15 years old, sitting outside out back of his uncle's house in an old cemetery, and Don had a harmony guitar, and that's when we realized how nicely our voices blended and what a great harmony singer Don was.
And then they could see us without colors and lines.
McGrath's other longtime friends, musicians, and producers had even greater ambitions. With the clock ticking, they joined McGrath to assemble a collection, vintage McGrath, new versions of old songs, and a few recent live recordings, 19 in all. Released in April and simply titled Bat McGrath.
Who called you? It's the good part. I saved the best till last. You know, I have no regrets. And there's a lot worse scenarios than the one I'm in. I mean, I'm just at the end of a beautiful, beautiful life that I really am happy I got to live.
With the cancer diagnosis and knowing he was running out of time, McGrath returned to Rochester for what he suspected might be his final concert, January's solo show at the Lyric Theater. A frail-looking McGrath was greeted with a standing ovation from a sellout crowd of 800 before he'd even played a note on his guitar. McGrath leaves the stage, survived by Cast, two children from a previous marriage, 5 grandchildren, and a legion of fans captivated by his history here and his music.
That's a great liberty of songwriting. You get to know the right thing to do even though you don't and can't and haven't done it. Let's preach about it. Nobody asked me, I gotta say that I got a feeling or two. I'm skinny and I'm run down here living near.